Good evening, everybody. My name is David Sandoval. I am one of the owners and founders of Purium Health Products, and you are tuned in to our Wednesday night Meet the Owners call. I am one of those owners, and this is a tradition that we have started where we're going to have a series of doctors for now. We might have a series of athletes or perhaps actors or actresses in the future, but for now we want to get down to some of the science, some of the minutiae that I really love to talk about. But before we introduce tonight's subject and tonight's special guest, I want to thank our host tonight, Jeff Kippel, and I want to ask everyone important that you hit *6 or mute on your phone so that we can have an effective communication at the beginning with all of the people who would like to say hello. So I want to ask that for everybody to please be conscious and remember that and remind you that we get together every Wednesday to explore not compensation plans and not how to make money, but how to make healthy, how to make sure that we are making a dramatic impact in the lives of the people whom we come in contact with. The Purium Health Products is a philosophy, first, a philosophy of caring for ourselves and others, and it is not just caring, it's knowing. It's knowing that all of our actions that we do today are like seeds that we plant in the soil, and we have to plant the right seeds, and we have to nourish them, and that is what we do with our body. We plant the seeds of health, and we make sure to nourish them daily. And one of the most important ingredients, one of the most important products that we have is, again, our rice bran solubles. And our rice bran solubles are a key ingredient in the Power Shake. They're also sold separately, and they have been one of my favorite ingredients in the whole nutraceutical world for over 15 years. And while I personally use them, and while I personally really enjoy them, I think the taste is phenomenal, I don't know as much as I would like to know about them. They're almost a mystery to me. And I had the opportunity to meet with a scientist who specifically studies rice bran solubles, has made that a point of his expertise. And when I had the opportunity to meet tonight's guest, Dr. Smith, I was fascinated by what I didn't know. And I took copious notes, but quite honestly, they've been misplaced. And so I'm really excited to be able to get it from the man himself who is in the trenches and has extensive background knowledge. Before I introduce him again, I want to let you know what I do know about rice bran solubles. I know that the people who use them report that their skin, their mental abilities, their physical abilities all seem to be enhanced. Their immune system seems to be enhanced. Now, I couldn't really pin it down as to why or how, but had so many reports from so many people for so many years that I wanted to seek out the world's finest source of rice bran solubles and rice bran in the world. So without further ado, a gentleman who I'm really excited to introduce to you, want to make sure that he is here with us. Dr. Smith, are you there?
Yes, I am, and I'm very happy to be on the call with you tonight.
Fantastic, fantastic. Now, you know that rice has been, of course, one of the staples of sort of like mankind's food survival for over right about probably 8 to 10,000 years. Maybe you could enlighten us on that if you've done any such research. But you know, the same time that grains were discovered in Mesopotamia, like wheat and barley, that were popularized by the Egyptians, 2,000 years before that in Asia, they were cultivating other grains and legumes. of which rice was definitely one of those. And it's been a key source of nourishment. In our own time, we've seen it destroyed by the denaturing of it, the removal of the bran. And so we all know that bran is important, but rice bran solubles goes above and beyond. It's really quite different. So that before we get started, I want you to tell us a little bit about yourself and your background, and then I want you to answer the most important question: what makes rice bran that you can just buy for $1 a pound in any, you know, like discount place? What makes that different from the premium rice bran solubles that we encourage people to use? So first about you, and then that most important question.
Okay. So I was born in Iowa. I've been raised in many different countries around the world, Europe, South America, Australia. Came back to the U.S. when I first went to college. I became a biology major and got my Ph.D. in molecular genetics and cell biology. And I've been in the botanical industry, if you will, for the last 25 years. Really, my primary interest is in compounds that are found in botanicals that can provide valuable functional properties. And that goes across the board from just nutrition to cosmetics to nutraceuticals, you know, health areas, and I'm a strong believer in general health through proper nutrition. And rice bran, when I came across rice bran as one of the many botanical extracts or components that I've studied in my career, has been extremely interesting simply because it is such a high nutrient-dense product that comes from one of the major grains. If you think about the four major crops that feed the world, which include corn, wheat, soy, and rice, rice is really the only one of those four major crops that provides you with a source of botanical nutrient that is non-allergenic, that doesn't come from a genetically modified source, and, you know, gives you a very clean label, but provides you with an incredible amount of macro and micronutrients. So rice bran has always been of tremendous interest to me, and the company that I work with, Rice Bran Technologies, developed technologies almost 20 years ago that are very important in stabilizing all of those macro and micronutrients in the bran when they're removed from brown rice during the milling process. And that is what's very key here, is that one can stabilize bran so that it doesn't become rancid and you don't get destruction of all of the nutrients that are in the bran component. And so we developed this technology a number of years ago. And since then, rice bran has been a exceptional feedstock for us to explore additional benefits. And in that research and development over the years, we came across a process which we have patented, which takes the rice bran and through gentle treatment with an enzyme converts it from what we know as stabilized rice bran to a rice solubles component that we market today and goes into a number of health products. Now you ask, well, what is so different between stabilized rice bran and rice solubles? Well, what's different is that through this gentle enzymatic process, we can take some of the complex carbohydrates in stabilized rice bran, and we can kind of tease them apart into simpler molecules or simpler sugars that are more readily absorbed in the body. And so you can get a more rapid uptake of certain nutrients. But at the same time, the rice-soluble complex maintains a number of complex carbohydrates that allow further metabolism over time. So something that is very important about rice bran, if you compare rice bran, say, to white rice, white rice is primarily a starchy product. It's a very high glycemic index of around 90, so that's very close to sugar. If you consider rice bran has a glycemic index of 10. So people who are very concerned about their overall health and glucose metabolism, something with a low glycemic index like rice bran is a very good nutrient to add to your daily consumption. And rice solubles, does the same.
No, that's it's really important to note that, you know, and then when you take, remember that rice bran and the white rice combined are going to be somewhere, you know, in between, or even brown rice itself, because of the significant amount of complex carbohydrate and the degrading of the nutrients through, you know, heating. And then ultimately, a lot of the good stuff gets rinsed away. I know that when I use a Japanese rice steamer and I use brown rice, I lift up the lid and there's literally a pancake of, like, brown soluble matter that most people would take and throw away. And I usually end up mixing it back into my food, because I assume that that's where a lot of the nutrients are. So I've got a quick question for you. I have always been trying to unlock the mystery of rice bran. And so at first I was told, you know, it's about tocotrienols and trienols. And these are like vitamin E, but they're much more stable and much more potent. And then I'd sort of go to get verification of how many tocotrienols and trienols were in there. And it didn't seem to be that significant, so I didn't want to go and, like, scream about that from the highest mountain. And then, you know, I know that it's great for bodybuilders, and then I read some information that there are certain phytochemicals that, you know, help your muscles to achieve, you know, maximum sort of like size without, with minimum effort. And I looked at the research, and three of the studies said that it worked really good, and three of them said it was ambiguous. So I didn't want to scream that from the highest mountain, but I always knew that it worked. And then when I met you, you opened up your mind, your book of knowledge between your ears, and you just started reciting some of the recent and more exciting and significant research. So I want to ask you, why is rice bran, stabilized rice bran, thank you for correcting me, why is stabilized rice bran considered a superfood? What's in there that we want, that we care about?
Yeah, well, there's one thing that's fairly unique about rice and some of the closely related botanicals, and that is the presence of the gamma arisanols, which are ferulic acid esters of, you know, hydroxyamic acids. Those are very unique compounds that have strong antioxidant properties, but also known to have the ability to turn on certain genes. And this has been demonstrated not by us, but by other labs on a global basis, where people have looked at the effects of gamma arisanols and also tocotrienols on very specific genes that turn on the production of hormones in some cases, one of them known as adiponectin, which is a hormone that naturally occurs in your body and is correlated with basically healthy metabolism, if you will. And one wants to have, you know, nice healthy levels of adiponectin. And so there's evidence that these compounds that are found in rice solubles, can activate certain genes that make sure you maintain a healthy level of certain hormones. And those hormones have been demonstrated to be important in basically regulating glucose uptake. Not only in certain organs in your body, but also importantly in skeletal muscle. One of the things that I've heard from athletes who take rice solubles is that it's not necessarily just about building muscle, although they've seen that, but what's really important to them is that they have told me that they recover from very heavy exercise a lot faster when they're consuming rice solubles. And that never really occurred to me initially, but then it made sense with some of the effects on hormones and their effects on glucose uptake that one of the benefits after heavy exercise is that you want to recover so you can get back to your training as soon as possible. And so there is some evidence that the rice solubles and rice bran components can have an effect at that level. Hello? Hello?
We might have lost David Sand.
Could you hear me? I muted myself for a moment so I could pay attention to you and forgot about it. Yeah, you know, the rice bran solubles is a key component in our power shake, and it is both used for weight loss and for, you know, muscle building, more maintenance to make sure that there's no muscle wasting happening while we're on a super low-calorie diet. Now, I love the effect that it has on hormones. I've seen that with many people. And so, you know, people who have, you know, blood glucose issues, people who are athletes, people who are aging, I mean, it seems to be like it's good for everybody. Who needs it the most? Is it seniors? Is it kids? Is it athletes? Who do you think is the key target market that really should be paying attention to rice bran?
Well, I would say everybody, and I'm a little bit biased here, but the reason I say that is because it is a nutrient that has so many valuable macronutrients, and by that I mean protein, fats, fiber that have very important health effects, and complex carbohydrates. So on the macronutrient side of things, those are very valuable. And then on the micronutrients, you have lots of vitamins. You don't have the complete set of vitamins, so it's always important to include something like rice bran as part of a complete meal. It's not something you would just eat by itself always. You want to make sure that you incorporate this as part of a healthy and balanced diet. But when you consider what it delivers by itself, it's quite incredible on the macronutrient and micronutrient side of things. And I think that certainly one of the key targets in the areas, and you mentioned this already, is weight management and people who are particularly concerned perhaps about glucose management, perhaps concerned about cholesterol. Certainly on the fiber side, there's benefits there. And also there's a lot of studies that have indicated the benefits of rice bran and rice solubles in regulating inflammatory conditions. And so as in maintaining, you know, low inflammatory cytokines in the blood and so forth. And this is ultimately important because you want to maintain an active lifestyle. And so having healthy joints, you know, being active is all part of weight management, activity, overall health, and feeling good about oneself. And so there are a lot of benefits in rice bran, in the rice solubles, and what comes from it.
Fantastic. So now we know then that it's good for athletes because it helps stabilize blood glucose, helps increase or balance hormone activity, which, you know, is so important. Reduce stress on the muscle. So I think we've covered why our athletes and our bodybuilders and our fitness models are really, really going to love rice bran solubles. Again, I always mispronounce the phytochemistry that you just mentioned. So name it again for me. The
gamma originals?
Okay, I always said gamma-orzinol, so it's gamma-orizinol.
I guess it all depends where you come from, but that's the way I say it.
No, that's okay. So gamma-orizinol seems to be one of the key superstars of rice bran solubles. And am I wrong in saying that that is a fatty acid type of phytochemical. It's a fatty substance. Is that correct?
It is a substance that tends to be more soluble in fatty oils. And so it's not a fatty acid per se, but it tends to like oils more than it likes water. So if you were to look at where those compounds are found, if you were going to extract a, say, do an oil extraction versus a water extraction of rice bran, you would find more of it in the oil component. So when you go to the store, for instance, and sometimes you buy rice bran oil, you'll find some rice bran oil that's also high in gamma arsenol. And that's why rice bran oil is such a favorite oil among health experts, simply because, one, it has great cooking properties, but two, because of its health benefits.
But
there's a lot of fat component in rice solubles, and that's why it carries along the gamma arsenols.
Awesome. Well, I love that. Now, some of my favorite uses for rice bran solubles, I take my almond milk or even my rice milk, and I make it super almond milk or super rice milk, by adding like a couple teaspoons or a tablespoon of the stabilized rice bran into my liquids, and it gives them a nuttier taste. I love mixing it into a recipe for athletes where we have a powder called activated barley that was the food of gladiators, and we blend it with coconut oil and rice bran, a little bit of water, and it is amazingly energizing. It's pretty tasty as well, and that's being used by athletes who are what we call ultra runners and, these sort of extreme athletes, not just marathoners, but beyond marathoning. And they swear that it gives them ridiculous amounts of long-term energy, way better than the goo that is quite popular. And then finally, I think one of the things I love to do is I literally have begun mixing it with syrup and putting it over my pancakes and anything like that I eat that's sort of warm and whole grain, like pancakes, waffles, etc. And it adds an amazing taste when mixed. Again, I like coconut oil, so I mix the rice bran with some coconut oil and use it almost like syrup over my pancakes. So any other uses sort of off, not just mixing it into a smoothie, but what are some of your favorite uses and ways to get stabilized rice bran into your life? And then how is it that it is specifically good, I want to know, for hormones, as sort of your final question, I guess, because we're running near the end. But some of your favorite uses for it, how do we get it into our lives easily? How do we get it to our children? And then the big question, sort of a tough question, is I get questions all the time about hormone imbalance, women going through menopause, men not feeling enough testosterone, whatever it might be. I'd like you to comment about hormones and why rice bran is such an amazing, hormone regulator for people.
Well, in terms of uses, I think that, what you have done with your product, which is to blend it with other nutrients, is one of the best ways to get the rice solubles. And then the reason I say that is that if you present it as a powder blend that can be mixed in with your favorite drink, it's a great way to get the rice solubles. The other added benefit, of course, is the fact that you introduce other sources of proteins. And so when you look at the balance of all the different proteins you're bringing into your powder blend, you get a very good balance of amino acids, which, for athletes that are looking at building muscle, is important that you have the whole complement of essential amino acids. And so I think that is perhaps the best way to do it, is as a powder blend where, you mix your favorite liquid, blend it up, and then drink it that way. So I think that's certainly the way I approach it, and I certainly recommend that approach. As far as hormone regulation, I mean, that's a complex thing because everybody's bodies react differently to foods and everybody is different. And so one always has to consider, you know, your health history and other indications that you have. The, what I know of the compounds specifically in rice solubles that, have been shown by scientific studies to have an effect on, hormones, really comes down to the adiponectin hormone, and that's one that is very important in regulating weight, you know, in weight management. It's also important in glucose management. And so I think that is a hormone that I think over time we will learn more and more about the role of that hormone in overall health in our bodies. And so I think that to a large extent that science is still very early in its development. What I can say, though, is there's good evidence that the compounds that are in rice solubles are having a direct effect, and the mode of action is known, which is to upregulate genes that produce the adiponectin hormone. And so that's at least one of the hormones that I'm aware of. There's a lot of things we still don't know about rice solubles. There's a lot of compounds in there that may not have been discovered to date. What you know and what other people have been telling you is the overall positive effect it's having on their health and their lifestyle. Sometimes we know what it's caused by, a lot of times we don't. And so we keep continue to investigate and do studies. And the more we learn, the more we can report on it.
Exactly. Well, I've got to tell you something that you've really made a big difference tonight for us is we've always known that the bitters in the power shake, you know, the greens like the wheatgrass, et cetera, that according to Ayurvedic medicine, those are going to shut down your cravings for, you know, sugars and for carbohydrates. But people are saying that that's not the only cravings that they've been shutting down. They've been shutting down cravings for cigarettes and coffee. And now I understand it's the combination of the bitters with the rice bran because of the effect on the and I can't pronounce it right, but adiponephrine, was it?
Adiponectin.
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 And
correct.
So this is like a full spectrum, like, craving shutdown between the combination of ingredients, and this really reveals a lot why people, if they get through the first 3 days, they suddenly have tremendous self-control. And so it must take time for the load to get in, you know what I mean, for it to start to take its effect. But by the third or fourth day, everybody's cravings are gone. They can't believe the self-control that they have. And even after they're done, that self-control continues. And I think that you've shed a lot of light on why this combination of foods is so effective. And that was that's really important to us tonight. Now, you know, these calls are sort of regulated. We guarantee our people we're going to keep them to 30 minutes, and we've run over the last couple of weeks. So I want to ask you, if we wanted to have you back again on a future show, would you be willing to come on with us and maybe come back with any new information you might find out, any new studies, any research, so we can continue to expand our knowledge on this incredible ingredient?
I'd be more than happy to do that. And as we continue, we, you know, in our own company, we continue to do research and development. We try to understand the underlying mechanisms of the functionalities of our ingredients as we produce them. And certainly as we discover those findings, it's important for us to relay that information to all of our customers. And so in that respect, more than happy to come back and educate all of your listeners as to what we've learned.
Now, there's something exciting that I want to share with our audience, and that is that this company that is so advanced in their knowledge and technology, they made a special appointment to come in and meet with myself and Amy, and they came in and they said, your growth has been so phenomenal that you have forced us to go to banks and to build new plants just to be able to supply your growth. And so they said they want to be strategic partners and they want to work with us to continuously improve quality of the ingredients and the and the level of customer service. And so this is a good company. They came to us, and they're expanding, literally expanding and investing in us. So I want to thank you for that. That's an amazing compliment. That is correct.
And that's correct. And we are happy. And in fact, just in a couple of weeks, I'm off to our facility in Dillon, Montana, even at this time of year, to oversee our expansion, because we expect to get doubling of our expansion for rice solubles production in the next 2 or 3 months.
Well, thank you for that. And we got a special way of thanking our guests if we appreciate them. And I think that we do. So I'm going to unlock the line for a moment and let you hear what 500 happy people sound like. So give me one moment. We want to say thank you in the way that only people can. One moment.
All right.
Thank you, Dr. Smith. That was really, really awesome. We can't wait to have you back.
All right. Thank you. Have a good evening.
Perfect. Goodbye now.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
So what did you think, everybody? Really, really insightful for me. Rice Bran Solubles has been so amazing in so many people's lives, and I never really could figure out why. And this guy sat down with me for like an hour and just went deep into the science. And there's a lot of stuff he couldn't say tonight because we don't make claims about certain things, but all I could tell you is there's a bright future for this ingredient. We've been on it for a long time, and it could be used, like you could buy it individually, like you know, but it's in the power shake. You know, I mean, we've got jars of it that you could buy and make the different recipes I talked about, but most of you have been taking this already all along. We just wanted to let you know why and just what a good decision you've made, so... Love you guys. It's always good to be with you. And good night. Aloha. And we'll talk next time.